Yemeni fighter jets struck targets in rugged mountainous terrain in the southern province of Shabwa, according to Yemeni military sources. It was the second major airstrike against Al-Qaeda targets by Yemeni warplanes in just a week. The Yemeni Defense Ministry's 26 September website indicated top Al-Qaeda leaders had planned an early morning rendezvous to give their condolences to the victims of last week's air raid that killed several dozen Al-Qaeda militants. Ahmed Abdul Karim Saif of the University of Sana'a indicated the Yemeni government has been keeping a close watch on Al-Qaeda activities in recent weeks and decided to attack.
Some scattered cells of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula have been monitored closely over recent weeks, and it was localized that a meeting at 4 o'clock early morning today for Al-Qaeda, they were organizing to attack some oil installations and some foreign and Yemeni interests. And the Air Force strike this meeting and over 30 casualties. The attacked site was in Ratab al-Sa'id in Shabwa Governorate. Most likely, the meeting was under the leadership of Nasser al-Wuhayshi, leader of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula.
Yemeni military sources indicated Wuhayshi was probably killed in the raid, along with other top militants, including Anwar al-Awlaki, the mentor of alleged Fort Hood shooter Major Nidal Malik Hassan. One of the dead militants was also reportedly a former inmate at the U.S. Guantanamo Bay prison facility. Yemeni government TV indicated security forces would continue to pursue Al-Qaeda cells.
كما جدد المصدر تحذيره من التستر أو تقديم أي إيواء أو مساعدة للعناصر الإرهابية.
The TV says military sources are warning citizens not to give shelter or aid or help disguise terrorist elements from Al-Qaeda or to help them with their terrorist activities. Anyone, it adds, that does so will be punished. The TV also told citizens to stay away from Al-Qaeda militants and their hideouts for their own safety during operations to hunt down the terrorists. Yemen's Deputy Defense Minister Rashad al-Alaimi told the Yemeni parliament Wednesday that Yemeni security forces carried out recent operations using intelligence aid from both the United States and Saudi Arabia. The U.S. Defense Department recently indicated that it has given Yemen $70 million in military assistance to battle Al-Qaeda. A high-level U.S. military delegation also met with top Yemeni military leaders last month. Yemen accuses Al-Qaeda, which it calls the evil and misguided forces of darkness, of plotting to attack the British embassy in Sana'a with two car bombs and using suicide bombers wearing explosive belts. It also says that Al-Qaeda is trying to set up an Islamic emirate on the Arabian Peninsula. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.